It's the lowest unemployment rate since the pandemic started. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, dropping to 3.6% in March, the same rate as February 2020, and better than economists expected. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh just told Fox Business.
We have work to do. I mean, there's no question about it, but it's always good to have a good, strong report. We saw unemployment rate in the black community go down, Latino community go down, the American Indian community go down, women went down.
Though hiring was a little less than predicted, 431,000 jobs created in March. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 80 points, coming off the first losing quarter in 2 years. That new car smell will smell even better when you save more money at the gas pump. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has just set new fuel economy rules for new vehicles. They have to average at least 40 miles per gallon by the 2026 model year. Auto dealers say that'll also push up car prices. Disney is sparring with Florida over a controversial new law the company opposes, and that could lead to another new law it won't like. Fox's Evan Brown, live in Broward County.
Yeah, Dave, Florida Republican legislators are thinking of revoking an old law granting the Walt Disney Company near legal autonomy in response to the company's public condemnation of Florida's new sex education law, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
I just don't think you have very many people in the legislature anymore who are going to be able to defend a lot of what has been done over many, many years to really have them almost govern themselves.
A law passed in 1967 grants Disney as a landowner the ability to make public policy within a special district, which allows them to build free of most restrictions, Dave.
Evan, in Ukraine, attempts to evacuate civilians from bombed-out Mariupol remains difficult.
Russia yesterday confiscating 14 tons of humanitarian aid sent on 12 buses and also blocked 45 buses of residents who were trying to escape.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again, on Wall Street, stocks are rising to start a new month and quarter. The Dow is gaining 60 points after it dropped 3% the first 3 months of the year, the first losing quarter in 2 years. The NASDAQ, which fell 7% to start 2022, is up 6 points this morning. The S&P 500 is adding about 5. The price of oil has been down another dollar, back to about $99 a barrel, while gas is a penny cheaper. AAA's national average for regular is $4.21 per gallon, down about 12 cents from last month's record high. The president must like that.
President Biden's hopes of using the nation's oil reserves to drive down surging gas prices is being met with harsh criticism by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who tells Fox News at night,
like dropping a pebble in the ocean, it's going to have almost no impact.
McConnell also accuses the president of effectively shutting down the fossil fuel industry in America, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warns,
we cannot allow the fossil fuel industry to use this as an excuse to reverse everything we're doing to save the planet.
In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
Under the president's plan, they will release 1 million barrels of oil per day from the reserve for 6 months. The U.S. consumes about 20 million daily. There's a call for change. Literally.
A group of trade associations that represents individual businesses, including banks, retail outlets, truck stops, grocery stores, and others, is asking the Treasury Department to convince people to use change to get coins back in circulation. The group says if retailers can't offer change for cash purchases, consumers who rely on cash will be vulnerable. The pandemic disrupted buying habits and moved purchases to debit and credit cards to such an extent that in July 2020, the Fed restricted coin orders by financial institutions. Coin deposit volumes have begun to increase, but businesses say the problem has come up again as people have stuck to using plastic.
That's Lisa LaSera. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.